evolutionary psychology is a very interesting area. It is something I've spoken about before in some of my discussions and debates. You would have seen I would have invoked, selection and the way that evolutionary psychology is trying to explain human behavior. So I wanted to make this introductory video to make a distinction between ultimate explanations and proximate explanations and give an example and then relate that to, well, I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to first explain these things. So we have, take the example of a songbird, right? So a songbird, as the day lengthens, that's a trigger for the bird to start singing because hormones are released as the day lengthens. And then later on in the day, you know, as the day goes on, it's singing. And so it will then find, the song will actually attract mates and it will reproduce, right? Hopefully. So what we have here is a behavior of a songbird. Now, the way that evolutionary psychologists would explain this behavior is they'd break down the different components. So the day lengthening would be the trigger, and the proximate cause, which is how the behavior arises, is that hormones are released as the day lengthens, so the bird starts to sing. So that's the proximate explanation. Now, the ultimate explanation for the behavior is fitness enhancement, so it attracts a mate. So we have these three things. We have the proximate cause, we have the ultimate cause, and we have the trigger. Now, what they would say is that if this bird, right now this behavior is adaptive, but if this bird was in a cage, then when we have the trigger for the proximate cause, so when we have the trigger, the day lengthening and the songbird starts to sing, if the bird's in a cage, the ultimate cause won't take place. The ultimate cause won't be fulfilled, which is his evolutionary fitness being enhanced. So here we have the actual singing becoming a maladaptation as opposed to an adaptation. So the trigger is causing maladaptive behavior, and previously it was causing adaptive behavior. Now, what evolutionary psychologists would say is that we today have Stone Age minds in the modern world, and therefore we are maladapted to this world because our minds, our cognitive architecture, our domain particular modules, these evolved under selection pressures when we were in hunter-gatherer societies a very long time ago during the era of evolutionary adaptation. So that evolution happened a long time ago and we're stuck with those brains in this modern world, hence why we are maladapted to the world. So they'd give examples like sugar. There's an abundance of sugar. There is an abundance of sugar today, but there wasn't in the past. So in the past, if you consumed sugar, and if you, wherever you found sugar, you just took it in, it was actually adaptive. It was actually good for you because sugar was so rare and it's so nutritious. However, today is maladaptive. Today, it's actually going to cause you diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease and God knows what. So what they would say is we have this, we have all around us these triggers for maladaptive behaviors. And they'd use many different examples, but hopefully everyone's got the point now. The issue here with the idea that we have Stone Age minds in the modern world and we're maladapted to the modern world is that we're actually quite successful. We massively have increased our food production. We have massively increased our healthcare, our knowledge. You know, people are going to space. People are using the internet to talk to each other. And, you know, we are conveying ideas to each other from all four corners of the world. You know, we live in this very sophisticated society. Humans love things like quantum mechanics and having discussions and, you know, all these types of things. So what is going on? How can we be maladapted to the world if we are so successful and we have, you know, all these things around us, like, you know, you're watching this on an iPhone or an Android or laptop or whatever. Clearly all around us we have adapted ourselves to this world and we've adapted the world to our needs and our wants. So there's something seriously wrong with that assumption of evolutionary psychology that we are maladapted to the world. I thought in this video, I'd just start off this discussion because this is something I want to discuss in a lot more detail, because I think this is a fascinating area of evolution that we should all be in tune with, because ultimately, what are we doing all the time? We're behaving. And behavior, from a Darwinian perspective, is claimed to have an evolutionary function. And we can clearly see that at first pass, that's not true. So let's look at their contentions. Let's look at how they try and explain away these types of problems. And let's really engage with this area of evolution, because I believe this is a fascinating area that we should all be in tune with.